This is Luke Johnson, the author of some fine books by Wizards of the Coast, White Wolf, Goodman Games, and such, and this is Gamer's Haven, baby!
Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashira, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
People have looked at the bodies of the ones that are still here. If not, I will do so.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the captain of the guard.
I'm surprised Rachel hasn't done that yet. Honestly.
You gonna search the bodies?
There's two lizard men
I'll
bodies.
Search one. I would like to search one.
Okay, make your search check. You find a belt pouch. Full of bits and bobs of various different things, a crow's foot, some nasty-looking stuff. And you find a sealed bag. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's a sealed pouch that looks like it's designed to be thrown, but you're not sure what might be in it. And if you test it, you'll probably destroy it.
Hurt myself. What do I write down, then, for that?
Strange bag.
Pouch. Sealed strange bag.
Sealed strange pouch.
Sure. What'd you roll?
9.
You don't find anything.
Darn it.
Of course, that body was kind of crushed underneath the T-Rex. So.
I thought it was more like a stegosaur type.
No, it was a T-Rex. It was walking on 2 feet. It was bipedal.
I thought it was on 4 feet.
Nope.
That would explain why it fell when it hurt one of its feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, is everyone all right?
Yes. Ugh. I'm a little tired now.
Yeah, aside from being tired, but yes, it was the middle of our watch, so we will finish the watch before going to bed. Are the guards okay?
Yeah, they're all fine now.
Pass around some healing checks, I think.
Well, maybe they'll now trust us. Well,
I believe I'm going to sit down. I'm feeling rather.
Ask the priestess. She might be able to cast some clerical spells.
Yeah, she is casting clerical spells.
Oof.
Who's injured?
I could use one more point.
You'll heal that back overnight.
Okay.
How bad are you hurt?
12 out of 26 is my current hit points.
Twenty-two hit points back.
Yeah, I think it fills me back up. Yeah, thank you. Much better. Mm.
Well, the rest of the
those raids are getting more and more bold.
That's the first time I've seen that thing before.
I never see one of them. Yes, it was the first time I've seen one. Don't want to see one ever again.
Neither do I.
I 75 hit points and die hard when it takes 15 under before it dies.
Right.
Go back to sleep.
Yes.
Well, the rest of the night passes uneventfully. You guys manage to travel for the next 3 days. You don't have any problems. On the fourth day, you guys are reaching the city, and you come to a barricade in the middle of the road. Hmm. And there are several people standing behind the barricade. This is a toll road. You cannot pass. Not unless you pay the toll.
Come on. Cough up the money.
Is this really a toll road?
It's not supposed to be a toll road. This road is a road of Farlangen. Farlangen doesn't pay toll road. Doesn't pay toll road.
So they're bandits. Are they evil?
Or they're just misguided. Do you cast Detect Evil?
I do.
They are not evil.
Okay, they're just misguided then. No need to kill them.
Since when does this public road require a toll for its use?
Since the Baron of Sekhol says so.
Who is the Baron?
And when did the Baron of Sekhol say so?
3 weeks ago.
Is there a reason for this toll?
Do you honestly think they would tell me? I'm just the guard that sits here and has to collect the toll.
How many people travel down this road?
Well, you will be the 18th person we've had today. It's noon, by the way.
Love me.
My goodness.
What is the toll?
The toll is 5 gold per head, including the oxen, and 150 per wagon.
How many people are helping you?
Well,
to this toll?
Four.
But that is utterly...
There's 7 people there.
And 100% outrageous.
I do not agree with this. I agree.
I do not agree with this. Can we kill them?
No.
No.
The guard captain rolls his eyes, throws a bag at him, and says, sure, that'll be enough money for what you ask, you highway bandits. Now let us pass.
Awesome.
You're paying them?
We don't have a choice. They are guards of the Baron of Sekhol. To attack them would be to invoke the wrath of the law.
Did not mean that we should attack them, just that
maybe find another way.
What other way? This is the only road into Sekhol from where we came from.
All right.
Okay. If you want to pay.
We don't have a choice. We have to go to Sekhol.
Okay. What is your mission, by the way?
Classified.
And yet you're dragging us along? Don't you think we deserve
to Sekhol.
To
Information is on a need-to-know basis, and you guys don't need to know.
I just don't understand what's so magical about this cart for you to pay that much money for us to pass with you.
Yes, we could carry the belongings that are in the cart and leave it here.
You guys could not carry all the belongings that are in the cart.
I didn't realize we're traveling with such large amount of stuff.
What if we put it on the oxen and leave the cart? That would save
it would
you
be
some
cumbersome.
Money.
It's too late. Right. It's the money is already paid. We're not going to give us the money back.
Just trying to.
Okay. Let's move on.
About an hour later, you guys finally managed to make it to the gates of Sekhol. There's two guards standing outside the gates. They look like they're half asleep. You guys are like, oh, more people. Okay. All weapons must be peace bound upon entering the city. Any weapons that cannot be peace bound, such as bows, pikes, halberds, staffs, spears. Two-bladed swords must be left at the front gates, and you will be given a credit chit, to hold on to retrieve your weapon upon leaving the gates of the city of Sekhol. If you have any further questions, you may take them up with the head of the guard, or the captain of the guard, at any point in time. He may be found at the guard's captain house, which is near the house of the Baron of Sekhol.
Welcome to Siberian prison. We have all the modern conveniences, cold running water, air conditioning, and icebox. If you have any questions or complaints, please don't hesitate to say anything or you'll be shot repeatedly.
Alright. I only have to give my crossbow. What are we getting?
Short bows, long bow, any weapon that cannot be peace-bound.
All of my stuff can be peace-bound, so I peace-bind it.
What about a long sword?
That
can be
peace-bound.
How about my reaper?
Rapier.
That could be
peace bound.
Any
sword can be
peace bound.
Okay.
Rapier.
So I'm giving up my
short
just
bow.
I'm
giving up my longbow.
Yep, they can each give you a credit chit.
So hold on to it. Don't lose it.
Yeah, don't lose it. Otherwise, you'll lose your weapon. Well, you guys enter the city, and the captain of the guard says, "All right, bring the cart this way." The captain of the guys that you guys are traveling with. After about 15 minutes of wandering down random winding roads, you guys make it to what appears to be the marketplace. He takes the cart to a specific store and drops the cart off, speaks to the merchant, and the merchant hands him 5 gold bars.
Holy crap.
In the open?
Oh, holy crap!
Yeah. Hands them to him, the guy puts them in a knapsack, puts it over his shoulder. Yeah, 5 gold bars. Each gold bar is worth 10,000 gold.
What was on that cart?
That's what it gave him, the stuff on the cart?
Yeah. 50,000 gold for whatever
you
was in the cart.
You guys see, we could have just taken this cart, this stuff, and they wouldn't have
done it. That would have been wrong.
We could have done that, but we didn't.
the captain.
Because it is, of course, wrong.
Wink, wink. Captain Guard looks at you guys, pulls out one of the gold bars, and throws it at you guys. I'm sure that'll be fitting payment enough for all the work that you guys have done.
Thank you.
At this point is where we part ways.
After I finish having a heart attack. As he tosses the bar and I dive from wherever I am to catch it and cradle it in my arms.
Well, it was good to travel with you. I'm not sure we could have handled the creature alone.
This is true. We are thankful for your help.
Yes, I'm very thankful. You guys might want to let me hold on to that.
I agree. I think we might lose him.
I won't let anything happen.
I would prefer out of between
Whose money
like,
is that?
Three of you.
It's mine.
No. It's all of ours.
I'll hold on to it.
Okay.
So you guys have managed to make it to the town. Took a while.
10,000 gold.
Made 10,000 gold off of it, goblins.
I think we need to go on a shopping spree.
And sell our stuff. I am carrying a lot of stuff I don't need to be carrying.
Yeah.
I don't know what...
So, you guys now are here in town. Gems may be sold for 100% of their worth. And all other items can be sold for 75% of their worth.
What kind of longsword are you using? A rapier.
Yes.
What are you using, Rachel?
Short bow and a longsword, and I've got an elven longsword as well.
You should be using the elven longsword.
Because it's plus one to hit.
Oh, okay, now I'm using it. How do I know what I'm using?
I have a quote-unquote lustrous gem, but I don't know what it's worth.
Because you have no idea what it is. You need to have it appraised.
Yes, I will go have that appraised.
Now, how much are we being charged for appraisal?
100 gold.
Can't we appraise things ourselves?
So if you have the appraisal skill, you can attempt to appraise it.
I do.
Yes, you do.
If you have the appraisal skill, yeah, I mean, you know I have it, so.
Okay. 13.
Not high enough. Didn't beat the DC. You have no idea.
I don't know.
Can you...
She has one, too. She has a stone that's like a...
Will you try appraising my stone also?
Yes.
Are you doing mine or hers?
Yours. Oh, 2,500 feet. 7. I know nothing about yours. You have one?
I do. I have a ruby.
You also have a stone. It's just
called
a stone.
And a gem.
20.
The 20 and the ruby will let you know that the ruby is worth 500 gold.
And I would say we should probably see if we can find some sort of a money changer or a bank of some kind to split that bar up amongst the four of us, so... If possible, that way, and then
roll for the other stone that I have.
Then we have the money. Then we have our share of the money, and we can
go do our thing.
Seven.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
we don't know
that. The merchant's banking house is right down the street. So you guys go there, and they will actually take the bar and they will split it into notes or lines of credit for 2,500 gold piece.
So we should write 2,500 gold in our money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if anything she can't appraise, we can go get appraised.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this that we're putting this?
Should I go somewhere special to see what the magic ruby does?
Magical ruby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can have it identified. It'll cost 100 gold.
Okay.
I'll go have the gem appraised.
The gem appraiser looks at it and goes, I can't appraise that. You're going to have to take that and have it identified.
2,500 gold.
Very well. I will go have it identified.
See how you've got CP, SP, GP, and PP?
The GP looks at it and goes, that is called an ironstone.
Oh.
I haven't seen one of those in a while.
I don't know what I need to keep.
I went with him because I have stuff I need identified.
Can I appraise?
Well, if you don't mind me asking, do you know what it does?
Takes it, flicks it up in the air, and it starts to hover around his head. It magically augments the ability of a user, but they're usually only used by magic users. They're not usually viable for anyway. What that does is that gives a person versed in the arts of magic the ability to add and part more essence of magic basically is an extra spell.
Right. Excellent. Well, I'll keep that in mind. So we find some sort of mage that is in need of one.
And this is yours. That is a soul gem.
Which one?
The magical ruby.
The magical ruby? Mm-hmm.
He goes, that is a soul gem. And that is carrying a soul. I have no idea what soul it's carrying. I can't identify it.
What should I do with it? Take it to a
soul
player?
Gem is used in the making of magic weapons. It infuses the weapon with the soul of that's inside the gem and makes the weapon sentient.
That's evil, isn't it, to hold a soul like that?
Souls and soul gems are only in soul gems because they choose to be.
Okay.
You cannot capture a soul unwillingly.
So this can be placed into a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's worth keeping. What about this other gemstone that I have here?
That one?
Yes.
It's called an Iard stone.
How do you spell that?
I-A-A-R-D. Iard stones are used specifically for crafting dark art spells. You'll probably not find very many buyers for that stone here in town.
Should I? I don't know that I want to keep it.
Well, I will not buy it.
Do you know where I might be able to find someone who would take it off my hands?
Chuck Vellard's down the street.
Okay, we'll go there. And I pay him 200 gold.
The Ion Stone I will be willing to buy. I will take it off your hands for 1,200 gold.
Sold! As I don't know any good magic users.
Yeah.
And do we just go to a normal, jewelry crafter to get rid of our normal gems? Would a jewelry crafter want them?
Just go to a gemsmith. Yeah.
Okay. Because I do have a couple of gems that I just want to sell.
Correct, I have a green gem.
Does
the
she know
gem.
What hers is? You might need to have that identified if you don't know.
She can have it appraised at the gemsmith.
Yeah, I know it's a gem.
Okay.
So.
And you...
I don't know what
you
I'm
need to.
Have.
You have some that you need to have appraised, but I don't think she has any magical ones.
I think I have these appraised, though.
I can detect magic on her stuff and see if there's any... Is there any...
None of the gems are magic.
Okay. Just her swords? Any of the elven
longswords? No, the elven longswords are not magic. They're just mastercrafted.
Okay, so that's just the elves being cool.
I have 8 elvish star gems.
Oh, you have 8 mm-hmm. elvish star gems. That's not bad.
Okay, so let's go to the gemsmith and unload the gems we don't need.
What three ones do we not need? What?
You don't need any of them, really.
I don't want this green gem.
He looks at that, holds it up.
Are we paying him to appraise? We're paying him to appraise, too, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. He goes,
or he could just make us an offer instead of appraising.
Lumisite. 24 carats.
It's a large stone.
35 faucets. I will give you 500 gold for this.
Sold. Is that deducting already the appraisal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He looks at your elvish moonstones.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we haven't had elvish moonstones around here in a long time. How many do you have?
8.
I will give you 100 gold apiece.
Is that a good deal?
I would bargain with him personally. If he says they're rare, I don't know that.
Well, then also, he gave me 500 for just one gem. Mm.
But it might have been
Lumisite
larger.
Is a lot larger. That Lumisite was a lot larger than
if you
the
have,
Moonstones.
If you have, what is it, diplomacy?
Mm-hmm.
You can haggle with him?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
No, well, you can try haggling with him.
I've
see
got
if he'll
plus
go higher.
5 on diplomacy. 23.
She goes, how about
with one down there in her cleavage,
like, oops, out of here. Turns around, bends over, picks it up. Miguel, he's like,
one in your cleavage is worth more now.
He's like,
wait till he sees me. I have more cleavage.
I can go as high as 175 stone.
Is that good?
I'd take that.
Okay, I'll take that.
Do you have any more that you're going to sell him?
Do I need a sapphire for anything?
No.
How about the sapphire?
Is he willing to go higher on all her stones now?
No.
He looks angry with me.
No, I was reading stuff.
Oh.
No, he will not go.
My math's right, I think that's
he will give you the amount that the other stones are worth.
The sapphire?
And sapphire? Sapphire's worth 250 gold.
I'll take it. Do you have a calculator?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, my superbly, retardedly expensive phone does.
Okay, well, if she's done making her transactions, I have this agate,
thank you,
and I have a ruby.
The ruby's worth 500. It'll pay you
the 1,400 was the 175 times 8.
Yes. Okay.
It'll pay you 500 for the ruby.
Okay.
So I don't have this anymore.
And what was the other one?
The agate. The
agate's worth 100.
Wow, you were wrong on your appraisal for that.
What?
You last time you appraised my... Can I use your appraisal?
How much did you appraise it for?
20.
20 gold?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. The stone was considerably larger.
So 600 altogether?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go after this to that gentleman the other guy suggested for the stone that I do not want to keep.
One of the large?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I've got three
I probably
more
don't really want to go in
this
shop either. I don't know.
What other stones do you have?
No, it's just a standard
black
magic stone. Shop.
Onyx?
Okay. Black onyx?
Oh, and she has Aventurine.
Yeah.
Aventurine's only worth 50 gold. The black onyx is worth 175.
Can I sell both those?
Mm-hmm.
What about a gem?
Just says a gem?
Yeah, but it says next to it in parentheses, 2 copper piece.
Wow, so you must have.
That was what you thought it
you
was.
You must have failed miserably. You're like.
Did you say 150 for one of those? 50 and what?
175.
Okay. What should I do with this gem here?
I don't know. Maybe you should have it appraised.
Okay. Let's appraise this gem.
So he can't tell exactly what it is by looking at it?
He has to take it back and look at the chart. He hasn't seen one like this before.
So are you paying him to have it appraised?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is called Aventurine. I haven't seen this before. It's not very common. And it's not very big, the stone smokes. So I don't know, going off the charts that I have listed here for pricing, the stone is only worth about 6,000 gold.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
How are you getting so lucky?
And how is this guy carrying so much money?
Because that one stone of Aventurine, he sets that in a ring, and that ring will sell for 100,000 gold.
Oh, to a noble.
Well, also, more than likely, he's not giving us cash. He's probably, because we're
giving you banknote
lines of credit. So
it's all in the bank.
Do I take anything off for appraisal?
No, that was including the appraisal cost.
Well, I don't know about you.
The stuff you're getting.
I would like you to do a little shopping, and then we should go find ourselves a nice establishment to stay at and have some good wine.
But I will meet you there because I have to go to this other shop with this stone that I do not want to keep. So I will go find this gentleman.
Okay.
About this stone.
The iron stone?
Yes. I will ask the gentleman if he knows what it is.
He looks at it and pulls back and goes, ooh. I know what that is.
I really do not want to keep this.
I'm not really certain that I want that either.
Do you know where I can offload it?
Do you know the history of that stone?
I have been told what it is, and that is why I don't want to keep it.
Do you happen to notice anything specific about that iron stone that's different from a normal iron stone?
The change in color?
Not just the change in color, but notice that there's something inside the iron stone.
I did not look that closely at it.
Look a little closely at it.
Okay, what's inside of it?
You look carefully at it. You're looking at it, and there's like a swirl in the middle, and something goes, bah! Tapped it against the side, and the stone shakes. Yeah, that's holding something that never, ever, ever should be released.
Is it possible to destroy the stone?
You destroy the stone, it gets loose.
Okay, so it needs to be imprisoned somewhere.
Like yes, and I can't help you.
Can you send me somewhere?
Where can I send? There's nowhere to send you.
What about a church? Something that would hold on to it? In a vault?
Good luck on that one. He says, I'm sorry, it's getting late. I have to close my store.
Ooh.
Oh. This don't is not sounding good. Hey.
Well, better that we hold on to it than give it to someone who would let it loose. Before I go, can you tell me what's in it? What is it, if I don't recognize it?
It's called Storix.
And is it a demon?
A demon would be easier to deal with than this.
Okay. Well, thank you for all your help. I'll try and find somewhere appropriate to put the stone.
I think that's
good. He closes the doors to the shop. Meanwhile, it's like noon outside.
Well, I also have some weapons and such to get rid of. Can you just tell me the values and I'll unload them?
The elven longswords are worth 10 gold apiece.
Okay.
The elven chainmail.
I'm wearing one, and I think I have another set, and then
the elven chainmail that you're not wearing is worth almost 500 gold.
Okay.
485.
Does anybody else want to wear the chainmail before I get rid of it?
Yeah, if you have an extra set, I would take it. Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to go buy myself some better armor.
Well, better else, I'll take it.
Yeah. You can't wear it.
You two, I don't think, can wear it, but if you want it,
I can.
You can have it.
Then I will take it.
So, AC is plus 6.
My regular longsword.
Range 20.
What? My regular longsword, it's not worth that much, but no. I'm going to get rid of it.
You get a gold out of it.
Oh, I have my old scale mail that I was wearing that I replaced.
You can get 50 gold out of that.
Okay. I have another shield, apparently.
Do you open tomorrow?
Yep. Okay. 7 to 4.
7 to 4? Wow.
How much is a heavy wooden shield?
It's like 1 gold when you buy it.
We're going to start opening
It's a plus 6. What's the check penalty on it?
It's minus 2 to the check penalty.
That's ridiculous.
So the check penalty is a minus 2, or it's minus 2
minus
or whatever.
Minus
2 it is.
To what the standard check penalty is.
So it should be minus 3 then, okay. Yeah.
And the weight only is 20 pounds.
20 pounds. Everything else is the same.
Arcane skill failure is the same. Everything else is the same.
Okay. Well, at some point I would like to go see someone who would deal with actually doing something with this soul gem.
Okay. The soul gem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to go to a master craftsman, weaponsmith. It takes you a couple hours to find one, but you do find one. He looks at the soul gem and goes, hi. Says, interesting. And you want me to do what with this?
Well, I'm curious to find out what kind of weapons it could be placed in and what it would actually do to the weapon.
Of course, I could put it in any kind of weapon you like, but it's going to cost a pretty penny to do so.
And what kind of reaction am I to expect from the weapon?
Well, it'll make it a sentient weapon if you'd like to know. It'll have its own personality and we'll be able to speak to you. That is, if it likes you.
In my head?
Well, it could speak out loud if it likes, but most of the time they don't do that.
Can you give me a ballpark figure on cost?
Oh, what kind of weapon are you looking for, lassie?
Probably a longsword.
A longsword of that quality. Let's see. Pull that ledger. Is it current 5?
I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for some more.
That'll cost you 73,000 gold, missing.
All right. I will hold on to the gem until I have that kind of money.
All right.
I'm going to keep my eyes open for some more potions, cure light wounds, stuff like that.
Good idea.
Cure light wounds potions are being sold for 25 gold apiece.
Okay.
I think I would like to buy some. Good idea.
We should replenish our supply a bit on that then.
Yeah, because they're half the price here that they are in
hometown. Well, I'm going to buy some of those.
Wait, can I buy
some of those? Yeah, and I don't have any.
Yeah.
So they're 25 gold.
25 gold apiece.
I'm buying 3.
Cure light wounds potions. Cure moderate wound potions are 50. Cure serious wound potions are 100. And cure critical, the highest ones, are 500.
And what does cure critical do?
It's like 5d8 plus 5.
which we don't need right now. We don't have that many hit points.
How much are they? 50?
50 for Cure Moderates. Cure Moderates are 2d8 plus 3.
50 for that?
What's the light?
Cure Light is 1d8 plus 2. And they're 25 gold.
Okay, I'm buying some.
I'll buy 4 of that one.
Cure Lights?
One, yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually going to buy 3 Cure Moderates.
So that's 100, right?
I'm sure our listeners are utterly, you know, thrilled that we're on.
We're buying.
Woo!
Shopping! You know, shopping is one thing that we've always kind of glazed over in most of our games.
Where? She has it.
You know what? Let me get another pencil.
I was like, wait, it's in your hair. Wait, that's not a pencil.
I have lots of pencils. I'm gonna go find us some Alchemist Fire and Danglefoot bags.
Good idea.
Because that's gonna be good stuff. And maybe we should think about buying some horses.
That sounds like a good idea. How much do horses run?
Depends on what kind of horses we're looking for.
Are you guys looking to buy horses?
Okay. We know we want to buy.
Where do I write my spells?
More stuff.
Well, here?
Spells.
The Cure Light.
Those are actually potions, so you want to put them in your possessions.
Okay.
So, you can write Cure Light or Cure Moderate, whatever you're buying. Cure Moderate is 2d8s, right?
Yep.
Plus What's 3? Light again?
It's d8 plus 2.
I have pink now.
Where do you write the DA and all that stuff?
Oh, I actually wrote it in parentheses right next to it so that I know how many. So you're doing Cure Lights.
And I'm going to do Moderate, too.
Cure Lights are 1d8 plus 1.
Wait.
D8.
Oh.
I think you wrote a 5. You can make it bigger. It doesn't matter if it all fits in the box. D8. No, it's not DA. It's just D8. There you go. Plus 1.
Was that 8 times 175? I wrote...
You can just write Cure Mod if you want.
Yes.
And those are 2d8.
I wrote 14,500. I don't think that's right.
Plus 3.
Was it 14? Was it 1,400?
That's 50.
Or 1...
So if you're how many did you buy?
I'm going to buy 2 of the Moderates.
That's 100 gold altogether.
And
so just subtract the 100.
Yeah, and then I'm going to buy 4. So
that's
200.
So just subtract 200.
Okay.
I've already paid for mine. They're going shopping. They want to look at horses.
Horses?
Yeah.
Horses, and we want to find some Alchemist Fire and Tanglefoot bags.
After having them used
well,
on you, you're like...
it's only fair.
Alchemist Fire is... Normally it's 20 gold in the PHB, but...
On most goods are half price. Horses are full price, though. So a light horse, a draft horse is 75, a heavy draft horse is 100. Light war horses, I think, is 150.
I've got the prices in here, I'll find them for you in a second.
Carrying.
You find the tanglefoot
right.
bags.
Right, and carrying stuff.
Are you carrying?
The war horses are designed to go into combat with you.
Okay.
I would like some of those Tanglefoot bags.
Yeah. One thing you should think about, also, since you're an archer, there are things called a Thunderstone. And here they'd be 15 gold apiece, but what they do is you can attach it to your arrow and
fire
it at something. And basically, when it strikes a hard surface, it creates a deafening bang that is treated as a sonic attack.
How much is that?
They would be 15 gold each here.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Because once you use it, it's gone, but...
Yeah, but that's really useful.
Where are the clippers?
I ate them. All right.
How much is the Alchemist's Fire?
Alchemist's Fire. Alchemist's Fire is 10 gold apiece here.
Where on the counter?
Oh. We're over there. You're talking about
do
the...
I need to buy something?
The figure clipper. Right?
Yeah.
A horse, perhaps?
Let's see what we have horse-wise. Let's see.
I'm gonna buy 5.
A heavy horse, which is sort of a big workhorse, is 200 gold. A light horse, is 75 gold. And then you get into war horses, which are really not what we're looking for because we're not going to be fighting on them.
Heavy horse is 200?
Heavy horse is 200 gold. It just, the difference is a heavy horse is just bigger and stronger, whereas a light horse is a more lithe horse.
I could picture you being a light horse so you can get away and leave us.
Those prices are higher.
It's what they are on the PHB.
Hold on. How much? What was that called? Thunder what?
Thunderstones.
Thunderstones are 15 gold piece.
Okay, so I am buying 5 of those bad boys.
How many arrows do you have now?
Still got like 90.
Okay, I didn't know how many. So you're pretty stocked on the arrows right now.
Yeah. So I shot. I forgot. I think I forgot to.
What are we on journey for?
You guys came here to sell stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Which is what we're doing.
Okay.
Evie. Hmm. Why aren't you paying attention to me? You know what's a bummer? How the William Hartnell episodes about Doctor Who? That creature almost brought around the destruction of the world. You should know that.
I'm sorry, should I have rolled for that?
Knowledge history?
I don't have knowledge history. I have nobility and religion.
Oh, you would ask either me or she could do bardic knowledge.
Would you like me to do that?
Sure. What do you know about this creature?
So you give her the
knowledge. I do my
knowledge history. Sure.
25.
Natural 20.
Write down your natural 20.
Do I add it to the ones from the last game?
No.
Okay. Okay.
You can erase those from the last game.
So okay. You got a natural 20?
Yes.
Yeah, only this creature is only the worst creature ever known in the history of the world, of the recorded history of the world.
Does her bardic knowledge say how to get rid of it?
About 500 years ago, that creature, had it not been for Sharon Gall, who went crazy in the process of actually destroying the creature, the world would have been destroyed. This creature is not a demon. It's a creature from another plane.
Oh.
And it came to this world and attempted to destroy it. And almost succeeded. And it has a cult, so.
Does it need to go back to its own plane?
No one knows where that's at. Mm. The stone disappeared many ages ago. People thought that it was lost to time.
Well, I wish it still was. So what, throw it into a river? The ocean?
No. What's that?
She's flying around.
Trying to dispose of the stone will only have it wind up in the hands of the people who you don't want it to.
So I'm cursed to carry this stone forever?
And protect it from the people who are after it. Hmm.
Is there a magician or a mage of some sort in this city where I can get some sort of pouch or carrying case that could have some wards or something on it that would protect it more than I can with my weapons?
Well, you can check up at the mage's school.
I will do that then. I will show them what I'm dealing with. I need something powerful to protect this.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we have anything that can actually hide that from the people who'd be looking for.
Checking my voicemail, but all I'm doing all right, is
then I need
one.
Suggestions of who I can go to for that.
Check with Chimera.
Because
like the creature Chimera
calls me all the time.
Chimera,
like he has
the,
in his pocket,
demigod.
And that's what he did earlier.
Huh, and where can I find the demigod?
Surely you know where to find Chimera.
It calls you. Knowledge what?
I have Andreas or Sydney. I'm the first person on his phone.
I didn't know it was a demigod.
I get a lot of messed up phone calls from a lot of people.
A 21.
Is my name's Andrea.
21?
Yes.
You're not the first one in line.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel special.
I don't choose.
Becca's the first one in mine. AI's Becca.
Now is the first one in mine. But then Adam, then Amber, then Andrea.
More importantly, I'm trying to find Chimera.
Okay. I don't know where it is.
Chimera 21. Is found in the mountain of Brel Cerulus.
Okay, how far is that from here?
About 7,000 miles.
Is there a way to speak with Chimera?
No, there's an old tale of some adventurers that had the ability to speak to Chimera through scale. But that scale was lost to time after those people managed to reseal the dragons from the world.
Well, at least I know we succeeded.
That looks like there's a layer of water on top of your soda.
There's a layer of water on this little thing.
All right.
What do you think?
Do we have any other objectives?
Not currently, m'lady.
How would you feel for a long trip?
To where?
I need to find Chimera.
Do you know kind of where we would be going if you're going to try to find us?
Everybody that has knowledge geography or knowledge history or bardic knowledge, all can make checks.
Be a 10 for me. On.
Yeah. So the thing you're going to ask is Chimera, is it like Chimera the demigod?
Yeah, Chimera the demigod?
13. Mine's 13.
Oh, yeah. You know exactly what she's talking about, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Me too.
That's where I need to go.
Okay.
Several thousand miles away.
A long ways away. But I'm sure we can make it.
You guys will have to take a boat.
If we travel together.
Sounds wonderful. Boat.
And you'd get to meet a Chimera. How many people can actually say they have met Chimera?
Well.
Okay, we know of how many. Five?
Seven.
Seven. Are there seven people in that game?
No, that's so many times people run into Chimera. Five in your game and two in another.
Oh.
Chimera is always in my games.
Yeah.
Hello, demigod.
It's the only way I can think of to protect this stone that I have been...
I would prefer for us to get...
Just to not have the world destroyed.
Did you actually explain to the rest of them what you're carrying?
She knows, because she had to tell me the whole story, and she's probably wet her pants a couple of times.
Who?
While she was telling me the story. And she's, you know, gets further and further away from me, the more lines she tells me. I will have her tell the story again.
La 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 blah, 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 blah. I will tell it in a song.
Oh my god.
Once there was a evil spirit.
He's not an evil spirit. He's an outsider.
He's a planar beast. So, who's with me?
Any sense of heroism you might have had has certainly left you.
Or who do I need to replace with other adventurers?
No, really. Do you think you could replace me?
I mean, really.
You'll have to do a lot harder to get rid of me. Of course I'm with you.
We always stay together.
Except when we leave you behind.
Yeah, I know.
That's my girls.
and boy, thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
I know you keep me around for a reason.
I'll acknowledge that
not
you're
not sure what that reason is yet,
male.
But you keep me around.
Okay. I need you to spell that name for me again, if you would, baby.
Which one?
Of the creature that's in the stone.
I've already forgotten his name. I think it's Skellix, isn't it?
Hortense McFoo?
Hortense McFoo. I think it's Skellix. S-K-E-L-L-I-X.
L-L-I-X? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for now, I'll keep it hidden at all times on me.
Sounds great. And if you can walk about 5 feet to my left, that would be wonderful.
At all times?
Just don't move.
Well, I'm always behind you guys, so I'm not too worried. Well, if it gets out, we're all gonna die anyway, so.
That's not necessarily true. Sharon Gall managed to put it away. She went nuts in
it'll,
the process.
It'll
but
only take one of us, but that person has to be very strong.
Oh, that rules me out.
Well, let's see. My will save is only a +4.
I have a mighty 2, thank you.
Yes, I'm going to be a goner with it, my 2. And Rachel's
I do believe
means.
You are the best. You are the best equipped to handle such a task. And of course, being
Sorry.
Friends, I will be more than happy to go with you.
All right, well, we shall ready for our trip as soon as possible. We probably will need to get horses. We don't take a boat from here, do we?
Yes, you will have to take a boat from here.
Okay.
We can take a boat.
We can take a boat with... We can get passage with horses, though, can't we?
You can take boats with horses.
Miss Lady, that you have to buy the boat since we
the
are
passage?
On your... Yes, is we're on your
well,
journey.
Well, I will go investigate how much passage in a ship costs.
And then find out how much it would cost for... If it will be extra for horses.
Well, of course
before we
will.
Buy them. Please. And I don't really want a horse either.
You don't want a horse?
Well, if I can eat the horse, possibly.
She can walk.
I'll get a light horse.
Do you realize how many miles we are traveling?
Are we leaving tonight?
No. Okay. But I am going to...
No, we're supposed to get wine still.
Yeah, well, yes. If you guys want to go on to whatever inn you choose, I will go look at passage in a ship.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, well, they go. I will find someone, too. Are we going to be fighting that? Because it looks really scary.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's just a statue in the middle of town.
Oh. They worship dragons.
No. In honor of the brave heroes that gave their lives to send the dragons back to the other realm.
But I thought we survived it.
Did you?
Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Can I be riding the dragon on his head then?
Nope.
What okay. about my little babies?
Dead.
No. You had babies?
I have little baby griffins.
Oh. They're not little anymore.
And they were tasty.
Okay, so I'm looking for boat passage.
Yeah. You'll find a boat. The guy says, maybe passage. Where are you going?
Where are we going?
Well, Triris is the next city.
Triris?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to walk from there?
No, you'll need to take a boat from Triris to Letrusil, and then you'll have to walk from there.
Can't we find a boat that goes all the way?
There is no boat that goes all the way.
Okay.
Because from here to here is going against current.
I didn't know we were traveling rivers.
Here.
I thought we were going ocean.
Sekal goes to Triris. Triris goes to Letrusil. Letrusil is as close as you can get, and it's 500 miles from there to there.
Well, that's really
well,
sharp.
Triris. We need to...
Yeah.
We need to go to Triris. There are
I
four of us...
I stuck my finger in his mouth and it hurt.
Plus horses.
Yeah. Plus horses? Triris, let's see... Not an easy trip. Dangerous, but we have to go that way anyways. Let's see. I don't see why we would charge any more than the standard fare.
Okay.
Which would be 45 gold a person.
All right.
And 5 gold additional per horse. Mm-hmm. You will be required to feed
horses
yourselves.
Right.
Thank you for reminding me. Horse feed.
All right, so you guys have to buy your own horses, but I can pay for the passage.
Right.
That sounds fine.
That's fine. How many days is it going to take?
30.
So we need 30 days of feed, which is...
How many horses are we purchasing?
Which is 1 gold and 5 silver pieces of feed per day.
1 gold, 5 silver pieces a day?
Yep, it's 5 copper per day to feed for horse feed.
You said 1 gold, 5 silver a day.
It's total 1 gold, 5 silver pieces total. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's for the trip. That makes more sense.
Per horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rich.
Yes.
Are you buying a horse?
I am buying a horse.
What kind of horse are you
buying? A light horse.
A light horse?
How much is that?
50? Is it 50
gold? 75 gold.
I thought 75 was a heavy pack horse.
A heavy is 100.
It's 200.
Oh.
So and
I'll
one,
be buying a light horse then.
1 gold. And how much?
1 gold and 5 silver.
And how much weight can a light horse?
Oh, how much silver is in a gold?
A light horse can carry...
10 silver and a gold.
A light horse can carry up to 525 pounds.
So that's including us and our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a light load up to 174 pounds, medium up to 348, and heavy up to 525.
This is your program.
Horse feed for 30 days is what I got.
What was that? Sorry?
Horse feed for 30 days.
Horse feed for 30 days is... Okay. 1.5, 1 gold and 5 silver, or 1.5 gold, basically. I will go ahead.
Okay, I have purchased my light.
Since we're gonna have gear and stuff, do you guys want to go ahead and get a pack horse or a pack donkey or something?
To just carry all our stuff.
Yeah, to carry stuff or a wagon of some kind.
I'm trying to see here. Right now, I can carry everything I have.
I don't know if I can. I've carried.
I would probably go with donkey.
Yeah, I'd like something, I think.
We don't need major stuff. I don't think we need a wagon.
Okay. Well, a donkey costs a mighty 8 gold.
Let's get a donkey.
That's kind of cool.
What is it?
It's dragon mine.
Cool. And there's a statue of him fighting. Okay. Did you want me to pay for the donkey?
No, I got it.
So we've got 50 gold per person, plus another 5 for the donkey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 200, which would bring me down to 500. 25 plus another 5 for the donkey, right?
What?
Can't really tell where it is in the camera.
Okay. I have paid for our passage, my horse feed, and my horse.
Okay.
I paid for my horse and my horse feed.
Alright. And that's where we're going to stop it.
Alrighty, after that mighty shopping binge.
I'm still pretty happy. Wait, we never split up that gold piece, did we?
Yes, we did. Oh, that's where your 25.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought I'd